It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Dr. Jim Baird. He represents the 4th Congressional District of Indiana, member of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and the all-powerful House Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Great to see you,
Tony. Well, you've been in D.C. for a few years now, and was talking earlier to some of the freshman members who had not yet experienced even a full committee hearing. And here you are, you've got all this down, don't you?
Making progress anyway. I'm not sure that I have it all down, but it's certainly different than the first year that I was here. Absolutely. The chance to have been here for this will be my third year.
It really gives you, in some instances, those first few years, just kind of take you a little bit of time to find out how things go and maybe not get lost in the tunnels. But it also gives you the opportunity to rise up to leadership positions, and that's where you are right now in leading a subcommittee in the House Ag Committee, right?
You're right, and I am pleased to be the ranking member on the BHR, the Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research subcommittee for the Committee of Agriculture. The reason that's important to me is because biotechnology is where we're getting significant advancements in research and applications in the agricultural field, which really improves either animal production or improves our crop production. And we're always striving to do a better job in animal and plant agriculture. And so serving on that subcommittee where biotechnology is a part of it, horticulture, research, all important to making our advancements in agriculture and improving our quality of life.
And this isn't really foreign territory for you either, because this is really in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, maybe one way to express that, I get a lot of questions what my PhD degree is in, which is monogastric nutrition, mono meaning single and gastric meaning stomach, pigs for short. But we ought to respect the pigs for all that they do for humanity, in that they, you know, skin for burn pigeons. We used to take insulin out of the pituitary glands. Their digestive physiology is very similar to ours. We could live on their diet and they could live on ours. And so so that brings us back and ties back to the research concept, the research ideas, and I'm a strong proponent of basic research, which we can take the basic research. Someone has to invest in that, and not all of the private industry can afford to do that. And so the investment of tax dollars in those areas to maybe plant a seed, so to speak, or kind of be the preliminary start of a whole investigative area is extremely important. So we have to be prudent about that. It's tax dollars that we're involved with, but the investments and the return on investment for that kind of activity is strong.
There's a research facility in your district, in your backyard there, maybe even in the front yard. That's how close it is, but well recognized for different types of research, whether we're talking crop or animal or even economic research, and that's Purdue. How important is the work that they're doing there?
I think it's phenomenal. It's my alma mater, and you mentioned an extremely good point. They're involved in so many different areas. I think we have more astronauts out of Purdue University than any other. Don't hold me to that. There's a lot more recent years, but they've a good solid academic program. They've got tremendous relationships with industry. The Purdue Research Parks, where we give industry, it's an interface between the industry and the university. It allows graduate students and even undergraduate students access to those kind of industries and be exposed to that at an early age. And so it's phenomenal to have a land-grant university right in our district. And the land-grant universities have contributed significantly to the success of agriculture and through the extension service delivery of a lot of programs that really improved the quality of life for our country. And so you hit on a key point and a key topic, and we're proud in this district of Purdue University, and we're proud of agriculture, and we're proud of the small businesses and so on that are also manufacturing facilities. So it's important.
You hit on a perfect nail, if you would, and that is when we talk about research that's going into these universities, and Purdue is an example, but I guess you could apply this anywhere. There's an economic activity that spills out from that,
yes,
almost as a wave, if you would.
Yes. And then it stimulates the entrepreneur innovating. We have centers connected with the university where, like out at Purdue or at the Purdue Research Park, where individuals that have an idea, they can go out and basically get an address. I mean, I'm talking about a graduate student or a student that has an idea and wants to start up their own company. But anyway, they have a facility that you can get a desk for, you can rent a desk for a short period. But it gives you an address, and it gives you access to computers and the kinds of things that you need to start up your business, including the university faculty and so on. And so all that's important to stimulating the economy, as you mentioned, stimulating the total economy. And
I want you to look forward. Obviously, we're just in the early days, if you will, maybe first quarter of this congressional session. But if you could look towards the end of the game, if you would, of this session, if there was something that could be accomplished through your committee work or the committee as a whole, one thing that really stands out for you, what might that be?
It is the Farm Bill for me, because that touches so many lives, including even members of the community who may not be involved in agriculture. It still impacts the food supply and the food supply chain. And so to me, the 2018 Farm Bill was finished just before I got here. They finished at that last moment. So the work on the Farm Bill and making sure that we fine-tune that and make sure that it really provides opportunities for our farmers and ranchers is extremely important to me. So it's going to be coming up here by 2023. In my opinion, it's not too early to start working on that. Make sure we're gathering the information to find out where the programs that are working, where's conservation programs, the risk management programs, or the production programs, to make sure that they're actually reaching the target individuals and it's really helping them through examples like this pandemic. But longer term, make sure that we're providing the assistance that they need to be prosperous.
So good to see you. Thank you for your service, and hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Again, it's the Honorable Dr. Jim Baird. He represents the 4th Congressional District of Indiana on today's Agribusiness Report.